Blog Talk Radio.
Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes?
Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? Yes. If I told you what I really now will your heart and soul say yes, yes? Will your spirit still say yes? God is saying, there is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Yeah. Will your spirit still say yes? If I told you what I really need from thee, would your heart and soul say yes? So just say and tell the Lord, yes. Yeah. See, yes. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Say, I'll obey Jesus. Yeah. I won't stray, yeah. Jesus. But this time, yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there is more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher. There is more that I require of thee. He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. He said, I'm calling you out of your dry place. I'm calling you out of your dry place. Say it. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. 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 I'm calling you. I predestined you before the world began to do my will. To do my
for you. Your soul should cry out. Hallelujah. Hey, God, thank you, God, for saving. saving me. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, he's calling us higher. He's calling us higher. He want our heart and soul to say yes. He want our minds to say yes. He want our spirits to say yes. He want everything to come subject to the word of God and just say yes. Oh, God. Hallelujah. He's calling us higher. Come on, somebody. Come on, come on, come on. He's calling you higher. Tell the Lord I love you. Tell the Lord I thank you for your divine favor. I thank you for my life, health, and strength, God. I thank you for your hands over my life on today, God. Come on, come on, come on, somebody. Tell them yes wherever you are. I don't care if you're driving. I don't care if you're at work. I don't care if you're on your lunch break. I don't care where you are. Just tell them yes, God. Hey, God. Hey, God. Tell him yes, though, today. He deserves a yes. He deserves I love you, Lord. He deserves it because he's worthy on today. I don't know about you, but he's worthy on today. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I feel that thing in my spirit. I feel that thing in my soul. I feel that thing in my heart. I feel that. If your heart and soul says yes, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Where my true worshipers at on today? Where the worshipers at on today? Where the wailing women at on today? Where the cunning women at on today? Tell them yes. Say yes, Lord. Hey, Rabboshaya. Say yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Hey, God. Oh, God, we hear you, God. Yes, God. Oh, yes, God. Oh, Rabboshaya. Yes, God. Oh, Kose. Yes, God. Yes, God, we'll be obedient. Yes, God, we'll do what you want us to do. Yes, God, we'll say what you want us to say. Yes, God, we'll take an extra hour of prayer. Yes, God, we'll read more of the word, God. Yes, God, we'll fast. Yes, God, we'll lay hands. Yes, God. Yes, yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hey, God. Who out there on today need to tell the Lord yes? Tell the Lord a complete yes. I'm not talking about lips singing out of your mouth. You know how Jesus said, you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a yes from your heart. Like telling the Lord, yes. My heart say yes. My mind say yes, Jesus. Oh, my soul say yes. I'm talking about from your spirit. I'm talking about telling them, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. There is more that you require me. Tell them yes. Tell them yes from the inside. They that must worship the Lord must worship in spirit and truth. Tell them yes on today. Hey, God. Hey, God. Hey, God. Oh, God. We tell you yes, God. Oh, God, forgive us, God, for anything that we've done, God, to keep us from telling you yes, God. Forgive us, God, for anything that we said, God, for keeping us from telling you yes, God. Have mercy, grace upon our soul, God. Become your unfailing love, God. You said, God, a repenting heart, God, you are not despised and turned away, God. Purge us with your hips of God. Purify us with sanctification, God, as we come to you, God, and tell you yes on today. Hey, God, hey, tell the Lord yes. Tell him yes. Tell him yes. You just don't even know. That yes might be your way to your healing. That yes might be a way to your breakthrough. That yes might be a way for you to be set free. That yes might be a way to take you to your another level. That yes might be to your millions or your financial breakthrough or something to get paid or a family member to be saved or your children to be saved or to walk into that new house or to drive that new vehicle or to preach to the nation. You don't even know what that yes might mean in your life. So do whatever you have, you just offer it unto the Lord with a yes. If you're not a singer, just open up your mouth and tell them yes, Lord. Yes, God. Oh, yes, we love you, God. Yes, we exalt you, God. Yes, we worship you on today, God. I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to tell the Lord yes. It's a blessing for me to even be here to tell the Lord yes. So every big time I get, every time I got a chance, I'm going to tell the Lord yes. Hey, God. My to a heart and soul says yes. Hey, God. Yes, we tell you yes, God. Yes, 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 God. Yes. Hey, Robosa. Oh, God. Tell the Lord yes on today. Tell the Lord yes, God. Oh, yes, God. All you want to be alive. All you want to be alive.
Today, God. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. We worship you now, God. Oh, Rabosa. We worship you, Rokosayorabosa. We worship you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, somebody, and bless him on today. Come on, somebody, and tell him yes on today. Come on, somebody, and thank him on today. Rabosa. He's been too good to you. He walked you out this morning and started you on your way with your mind stayed on thee. Oh,
yes,
God,
Lord.
Come on and bless
thank
him.
You,
bless the name of the Lord our God on today. Come on, come on, come on, somebody. Hey, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, you're so worthy on today, God. Oh, God, you're so worthy on today. Hallelujah. Okay, everybody, we're going to go into the announcements before I give you the word that the Lord has gave me on today for the people. I'm telling you, when I studied this word on today, I'm telling you, it blew my mind back. I'm telling y'all, somebody, it blew my mind back this morning. I was like, OMG, this is it. I'm telling you, if it don't touch nobody else on today, I know it touched me. I'm telling you, because this word, what God had given me for today's topic and for what you can carry throughout the whole day is something to get excited about. Hallelujah. I want to do a few announcements, and then we're going to go into the word on today. The announcement that I have is I want to announce on February 5th, 2011, we're having a Valentine Bazaar at my church family, one of the greatest churches in the world, Greater Liberty Temple Deliverance Church of God in Christ, where the founder, senior pastor, is Apostle Michael V. Robinson. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Saturday, February 5th, 2011, we're having a Valentine Bazaar, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and it's at Greater Liberty Temple Deliverance, 1921 East Empire, Benton Harbor, Michigan, 49022. There will be all kinds of crafts, baked goods, floral arrangements, Mary Kay, handmade handkerchiefs, handmade jewelry, books, clothing, book signings, door prizes every hour, sponsored by Soul Purpose. Yes, and I'm telling you, the books are going to be my books there. So if you're in the Benton Harbor area, St. Joe area, if you just want to take a trip, come on down to Benton Harbor, Michigan, and I'm telling you, the bazaar is going to be off the hook. I'm telling you, Holy Ghost Fellowship. I'm telling you, we might even have some church up in there. I'm telling you, whenever we get together at GL Greater Liberty, I'm telling you, it goes. We may go for one thing, and the Holy Ghost show up, and we be having some church. So I'm telling you, if you're in the area, and you just want to come on down and just have a good time, come on down. I'll be having my books there. I'll be doing a book sign. I'll be having my clothes there, my clothing line. So I'm telling you, and it's just so many great things going to be going on there today. So come on out. Also, if you are in the area on Sunday morning, every Sunday at 11:30 a.m., you can come fellowship with Greater Liberty Temple Deliverance at 1921 East Empire. Let me tell you, oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Hey, God, I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost falls in that place every week. Every time I go up into the house of God at GL, I tell the Lord, I'm expecting a miracle. I'm expecting a supernatural breakthrough. I'm expecting something from God. I get in my Jacob mode, somebody, on every Sunday. And every time I get in my Jacob mode and I don't let the Lord go until he bless me, he do everything I ask him to do and much more. So if you are in the Benton Harbor area or you just want to come on down and get a touch from God, a real touch from God, come on down to 1921 East Empire, Greater Liberty Temple Deliverance, Church of God in Christ, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I'm telling you, I got healed from my cancer right in that place. I'm saying people have got healed from heart problems and laid hands, back problems, everything. I'm telling you, got their lives restored. I'm telling you, right there in that place. So it's healing in that place. It's restoration in that place. Revival is in that place. Whatever you need is in that place. Hallelujah. And I can honestly say, I have one of the best spiritual fathers in the world, Apostle Michael Robinson. I'm telling you, if y'all think people say that I am off the hook, you ain't saw nothing yet until you have heard this man of God open up his mouth. Hallelujah. And I also have another announcement. I have an announcement for Millie's Boutique, 219 East Main Street, Benton Harbor, Michigan. She is a hair boutique. She sells all types of lace wigs. She sells braiding hair. She sells tracks. She sells everything you need for hair products. She sells. She's having a 50% off sale. And she also does shipping and handling. So if you call and say you want a black long lace wig, she'll ship it to you. And you can use your MasterCard or wherever you want to send it to her. And you can give her a call at 269-925-9447. 269-925-9447. And her name is Millie's Boutique. Hallelujah. The next announcement I have is Patricia's Unlimited Tax Services. If you want your taxes done and you want them done in the right way, whether it's e-filing, whether it's, just regular W-2 filing, business filing, whatever way you want it done, you can call Patricia's Unlimited Tax Services, and she will do it no matter where you are. I'm telling you, she's a powerful prophetess, a woman of God, and I'm telling you, it will get done the right way and in the right manner. Her number is 269-925-0532. 269-925-0532, or you can reach her at 269-759-3499, 269-759-3499. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And that is the end of all the announcements on today. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I love supporting the children of God, when they have their own businesses. Because the Lord said we'd be rulers of many things, and he said in Psalms 28, there's only acts to give us the nations as our inheritance and the earth as our possessions. So, when he gives us these businesses and these endeavors and these ministries, I love to support them. I love to go out and be a part of it because I'm telling you, we are going to be some Holy Ghost millionaires. Come on, somebody should get excited about that. I don't know about you, but I am going to be a Holy Ghost millionaire. It's already done. My last name is already done. It's already in the atmosphere. I have pulled it down. I'm telling you, it's time now for the saints. It's time for the chosen to go get your blessing. Come on, somebody. It's time for the chosen to go ahead and inherit your blessings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm just excited on today. I'm saying I'm excited about what God is going to do just on today before this day is over with. I know somebody in the need of something, and they have a petition laid before the Lord, and you have a request made before the Lord, and something you need them to do, a 911, an IM on today, where I'm going to let you know it's already done. Hallelujah. It's already done. After today, when you get listening to this air broadcast, I'm telling you, it's already done. God has already granted your request, and it's already done. Because in this season of your life, God got it. He got it already in store for you. And I'm letting you know now, whenever you open up your mouth, it's already done. Hallelujah. I want to let you know on today, I am royalty listeners, kings and queens with riches, sitting in heavenly places. I want to let you know that today, the title for today is, whatever you ask for in his name, it shall be done Wednesday. Let me say that again. Whatever you ask for in his name, it shall be done Wednesday. Let me say that silly with the Holy Ghost. Whatever you ask for in his name, it shall be done Wednesday. Meaning, whatever you ask him on today, begin to open up your mouth now and begin to tell him what you need and watch him do it for your life. Hallelujah. Watch him say request granted. Watch him say access granted. Watch him say daughter is already done. Son is already on your way because I'm making the transfer now. Transfer complete. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I love the transfer complete. You know, when sometimes you have two or three different bank accounts, but in one bank, and sometimes you may need to transfer the money from one account to another account. So what you do is you go online and you bank online and you go into your account and you say, I want to transfer this money from account one to transfer to account two. And when it's already done, it'll say transfer complete. Come on, somebody. It'll say, somebody should get there in their spirit. It'll say transfer complete. I've done it like a couple of weeks ago because I needed some money from one account to the other one. And when I begin to get it done, I got excited. You know why? Because I'm thinking it's going to be done later on that day. It was at 2 in the morning, and within 5 seconds, it said transfer complete. And it gave me a confirmation number. And when I began to go on the account that I wanted it in, the money was already in there. Come on, somebody. Somebody should get excited about what I'm saying here. Whenever you need from God on today, you ask him in his name, you send it in the name of Jesus, and the Lord is going to say, transfer complete. Hey, the most transfer complete. Transfer complete. Meaning it ain't going to take all day, it ain't going to take all week, it ain't going to take all month, it ain't going to take all year, but it's already done. Transfer complete. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you some examples on today. Men and women of God who went before the Lord and asked them things in his name, and it was done. Hallelujah. The first person that I'm going to talk about on today was Queen Esther. And I asked God, why Queen Esther? She said, because she had divine favor. I want somebody to say, wherever you are, divine favor. And as you say, divine favor, say it's already on my life. Come on, somebody, say it again. Divine favor. It's already on my life. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Queen Esther in Esther 5, verse 3, Queen Esther went to the king with a petition, and this is exactly what he said to him. What is it, Queen Esther? What is your request? Even if it means half of the kingdom, it will be given unto you. Somebody should get excited about that. Queen Esther, ask what thou will, and if it means half of the kingdom, it will be given unto you. That's what's called divine favor. Actually, the king asked her three times. You can read it in Esther 8 and Esther 9. And every time she asked them, she got her request granted. Somebody should get excited about it. Meaning on today, whatever you ask the Lord on today, whatever you stamp in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus, your request is granted. Transfer is complete. Head of a shot. Transfer is complete. That means whatever you ask God for, it's going to come from the heavenlies into your lap. It's going to come from the Lord's bank account into your account. It's going to come from the Lord's hands to your hands. It's going to fall from the heavenlies into your position where it needs to be. Come on, somebody. You should get excited about thinking about that one. It's going to come from the Lord's hands into your hands. Why? Because Matthew 18:18 says, Jesus said, he has given
has the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. And Matthew 6 said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Well, on today your daily bread is, whatever you ask for in his name, it shall be done Wednesday. That's your daily bread on today. That's your request made known. That's what you need of asking the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Oh, bless him. Oh, bless our God, because he's about to do it in your for your life. He's about to do it in a matter of seconds. He's about to say transfer complete. I'm looking for some crazy faith people. I'm looking for some people that got some divine faith that know by the time this broadcast is over, and I begin to ask God, within the hour, the Lord is going to grant my request. Before the day is out, he's going to grant my request. Why? Because if he done it for Esther, surely as the Lord lives, he will do it for you. According to your faith. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless him. Thank him right now for what he's about to do on today for your life. Thank him right now because it's already done. Say to yourself, say, self is already done. Self, transfer complete. Self is already done. Hey, it's already done for your life. Hey, God. Next example that the Lord has given me. He's given me King Solomon. And when I'm telling you, every time I study about Solomon, I get excited. In 1 Kings 3, verse 5 to 14, God said to Solomon, ask for whatever you want me to give you, and it shall be done. Now, Solomon was having a dream. I know somebody should get excited about this because a lot of you dreamers out there. God granted Solomon's request from a dream, somebody, not with his mouth open like we is right now, not in church praying, not at the altar, but in his sleep he had favor with God. In his sleep, God granted his request. Come on, dreamers, you should really get excited. From his sleep, God gave him everything he asked for, and just because he was pleasing to the Lord, the Bible says in verse 10 that the Lord gave him everything he asked for, and even much, much more that he didn't ask for, because the Lord was pleased with him from his sleep. And at the end of 1 Kings 3, the Bible says Solomon woke up and realized it was a dream. But if you go into 1 Kings 4, everything that Solomon asked the Lord for, it was granted. Transfer complete. How many dreamers out there on today that you be having dreams night after night, day after day? It's like sometimes you can't even get good sleep because you're always dreaming. Well, that's the Lord talking to you, asking you to ask him for whatever thou will, and it will be given unto you. And you got to have some crazy faith when you wake up. Transfer complete. Transfer complete. Transfer complete in your life. Hey, God. I'm telling you, I get excited when I think about what God can do in a dream. Come on, somebody. In your sleep, you can have whatever you like. In your sleep, you can have whatever you need. In your sleep, you can have whatever you want. That's why Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Lay your petition known unto God with your supplications, and the peace of God which passes all understanding will guard your heart. Reason why it says that, because once you give it to God, you can sleep on it. And God has already said, request granted, transfer complete. Come on, all you dreamers should get excited. I don't know about you, but I am a dreamer. And I ain't going to lie to you. God have answered some of my prayer requests through my sleep. But this is a divine prayer request right here. This is something great that Solomon asked the Lord in his sleep. And God gave him everything he asked for and much, much more. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, bless him. All you dreamers out there, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord your God for your transfer being made in your sleep. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you another example. Number 3, the persistent widow. She comes out of Luke 18, verse 1 through 6. And the Bible says that in verse 3, the persistent widow was a woman who kept coming to the king over and over and over till her plea, she said, grant me justice.
And the king kept telling her, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm refusing. So she kept on coming. She kept on asking. She kept on seeking. She kept on being up in his face until one day he said unto his servant in verse 4, the king said, I do not fear God or man. I don't care about what people think. But this widow keeps bothering me. She keeps getting underneath my skin. And he granted her request. I'm here to let you know, if you keep asking the Lord, you keep seeking his face, you keep saying, Lord, you heard me when I pray. Lord, I know you heard me, but I got to remind you again. Lord, I got to remind you again. Lord, remember this. Lord, remember that. Because Jesus said in verse 4, how much more do you think your heavenly Father will grant your request if you just ask him? So on today, whatever you need, whatever you want, all you got to ask him in his name, and it shall be done. It's already done. Keep seeking his face. Keep telling them, keep reminding them, keep laying your petitions out there. And I'm telling you, the same way Jesus said in verse 4, that it's going to be done. It's already done. Transfer complete. Request granted. Hallelujah. I'm here to let you know that on today, men and women of God, that whatever you need, the same way the Lord done it for Queen Esther, as she went known unto the king and made a petition known, the same way he done for Solomon in a dream. I love that, in a dream. See, our God is so big and so mighty and so bad that he can do it in our sleep. We can be sitting, chilling, having all types of dreams, and God grant our request in our sleep. And not only that, also like the widow woman, she was so persistent, she didn't let it go. I asked the Lord to show me on today how many times she was coming, and I kept steady sinning morning, noon, and night, every day, morning, noon, and night, going before the king. Look, grant my request, give me justice, until one day he said, look, give her what she wants. I don't care. Look. Whatever she wants some money, she wants a car, whatever she wants, just give it to her, because she's getting underneath my skin. And that's why Jesus sealed that whole story in verse 4. How much more do you think your heavenly Father will give you if you just ask him? Come on, somebody. Just ask him on today. Whatever you ask for in his name, it shall be done Wednesday. Whatever you ask the Father in his name, it shall be done. Whatever you need from the Father on today, in his name, it shall be done. Whatever you desire from the Father on today, it is done. Transfer complete. Transfer complete. Everybody listening to the sound of my voice right now, you just begin to tell God what you want, tell God what you need, and I promise you, as sure as the Lord lives, and as sure as my name, Associate Pastor Deshauna Wiley, transfer complete. Transfer complete over your life. Hey, God. Transfer complete in the name of Jesus. Hey, God. Stamp it in the name of Jesus. Stamp it in the blood of Jesus. Stamp it with a prophetic seal. In the name of Jesus, it's done. You don't have to worry about another day because it's done. You don't have to doubt another day because it's done. Hallelujah. Hey, God, it is done. Hallelujah. Oh, God. God is, I'm telling you, in this season of your life, He is here just for you. He loves you so much. He honors you and he adores you. He's there in your life. He has you in the palm of his hands. He needs you to open up your mouth and just tell him whatever you want in this season. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, bless him. I'm going to give you another few examples before we close out today, and I'm opening up the phone lines and the chat room. I'm going to give you an example of Gideon. Gideon in Judges 6. He told the Lord he needed a sign from the Lord. Give me a sign, he called that a place, Jehovah Shalom, Prince of Peace. Why? Why did he call the place Jehovah Shalom, Prince of Peace? Because the Lord gave him a sign. The Lord granted his request. The Lord did what he wanted him to do. I'm here to let you know on today, whatever you need the Lord to do for your life, you ask him, and he will do it for you. If he can do it for Esther, Solomon, the persistent widow, and Gideon, he can do it for your life. Moses was another one who asked the Lord in Exodus 33 and 34. Lord, I want you to show me your glory. And the Lord showed him his glory because he asked him. Another example is Samson. In Samson 15, verse 17 and 20, Samson was in a battle against the Philistines. He was worn, he was tired, he was thirsty, and he told the Lord,
Lord, I am thirsty. I cry out to you. Lord, give me, your servant, this great victory. Must I die of thirst out here in the fall of the hands of the earth circumcised? And then God opened up the hollow of the book of Leah, and water came out of it, and he granted his request. Another example is in Mark 5, verse 21-43. Jairus, the synagogue leader, he fell down at the Lord's feet, and he told the Lord, Lord, my daughter is dying, and I need you to lay hands on her so she can live. And the Lord, in verse 40 and 41, he went to his house, laid hands on Jairus' daughter, and said, Talitha kum, which means, little girl, damsel, get up, too much word over your life. And he granted his request. Matthew 8, verse 1 through 3, a man with leprosy asked Jesus, if you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean. And Jesus said, I am willing. I want to. And Jesus said to him, be clean. And he granted his request. And the Lord remembered Hannah for her prayer request. The Lord remembered Rachel and the children of Israel. And just to let you know, the Lord remembers you. So whatever you desire, whatever you need, whatever you want from God, you ask him and he will do it. How do I know God will do it? Because I supposed to be dead 7 years ago from cancer. So, yes, when I get excited and scream, you don't know. I had 90 days to live at 26. Three different doctors gave up on me. I had cancer in my bladder, my uterus, and my kidneys. Yes, 2004. I'm supposed to be dead by February 11, my birthday, 2005. I'm supposed to have been dead. I was on all types of thing, medicine. I was taking chemo. I was taking radiation. Yes, I wrote out my will because at the time I was not saved and I did not know God. But I began to know the Lord and he spared my life. So, yes, when I get excited, you don't understand. So you don't know my story. I am a miracle. I am the walking dead. Yes. And, yes, I beat cancer 3 times. Every time it came back, I don't take no chemo. I don't take no pain medication. I don't take no radiation. And I'm not having surgery. So everybody who listens to my voice, when I get excited, you don't know my story. And even in the midst when I was going through cancer, I found out that my ex-husband was sexually abusing my children, and he was mentally abusing my family. Yes, when I found out about that, yes, all types of things came my way. Yes, my auntie died and my son died in my hands. So you don't know my story when I get excited. You don't know when I yell and scream. I'm just excited. I don't care about worshiping God for nobody else, but I'm worshiping him because I am alive and well. In 2 weeks, what the devil told me 7 years ago, that I'll be gone in 2 weeks to be my birthday, and I'm still here alive and well, cancer-free, healed, delivered, and set free. So come on, somebody. I know what God can do. And if you want to know more about my testimony, purchase my book, All Is Well, Even When You Think the Promise Is Dead. See, I was born at 3 weeks premature. I was born 3 weeks early when my mother had me. I only weighed 3 pounds. I was a heroin baby, and I supposed to have been dead at birth. Not only on top of that, I supposed to die during surgery when I was 6 years old. I got shot at. You don't even know my testimony. My mom didn't raise me. My daddy didn't raise me. They taught me the life of the streets. I tried to kill myself when I was 19, 20 years old in a mental institution twice. You don't even understand my testimony. So when I get excited and you hear me yelling, ain't nothing personal to you, but it's my own personal worship. See, with me and God, it's a personal thing because I'm not the woman I used to be. I am alive and well here, going to be 33 years old, 7 years, when the doctors looked me in my face and said, Tashana, look, there's nothing we can do for you here, but we can put you in hospice and we can give you pain medication because that's all we can do for you. You at the last stage of cancer. See, so when I get excited and I got family members and friends who died from the same thing I had and I'm still here, cancer free. So when I get excited, somebody, you know, you just got to rejoice because, see, you don't know my story. Like that song said, my worship is for real. You don't know the story and all the pain that I've been through. You don't know what I had to go through to get here. You don't even understand why I'm worshiping God the way I am, because my worship is for real, because every day I get to look at my children. Every day I get to see my kids not going through that past pain and hurt they went through. Every day I'm not the woman I used to be. I am somebody who only takes one pill a day compared to 20 pills I used to take. So when I'm excited, you got to know my story to get excited with me. But if you don't know my story, you can't get excited with me. All you're going to do is have something to say. But I'm pretty sure you got your own story. And if I knew your story, I'd be excited with you as well. Because not many people live from cancer. Cancer is the number one killer in the world, and for me to be healed, delivered, and set free, I told God in 2005, Lord, in January, if you spare my life, I said Psalms 118 and 17, I will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord and tell everybody all the wonderful things you have done for me. So if you spare my life, Lord, and you keep your promise, I got to keep mine. So sorry, I'm going to keep my promise unto the Lord because I'm healed, delivered, and set free, cancer free. Hallelujah. Somebody should know that your life, your testimony is your greatest ministry. You should open up your mouth and tell people about all the things that God has done for your life, all the things that God has healed you from, all the things that God has delivered you from, because I'm here to let you know he is here in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. I know him to be a healer. I know him to be a mother to the motherless. I know he'd be like a father to the fatherless, a provider, a protector, a healer, a waymaker, a strong tower, a buckler, your best friend. I know what the Lord can be in your life only if you just let him. I refuse to die. I refuse to die 7 years ago. I believe Psalms 90 when it said the promise years of living is 70 years. And if I live a godly life, my strength can carry me on to 80. And you know what? Today I have my own Christian website, Network Magazine. And on today, one of the stories came to me, a lady that's 100 years old yesterday. She's still alive. And she beat cancer 5 times, and she's still alive. And I don't know about y'all, I don't even know the woman, but I started crying and worshiping God because I saw her testimony for myself. Come on, somebody. I saw myself living 100 years old, cancer-free. So I'm telling you, you can't get nothing from God if your mouth closed. Just like the saying said in the streets, closed mouths don't get fed. So you got to open up your mouth because Proverbs 18 and 21 says, death and life is in the power of the tongue and those that eat the food of therein. So you can choose to speak negative and death out your mouth and not get no results, or you can get some results and choose to speak life and blessings out your mouth and positive results. So I'm telling you, in this season of your life, whatever you want God to do, he will do it. How do I know? Because God done it for me. Because from 2 years ago, from the back of the church to being an ordained associate pastor, God can do it just like that. I'm telling you, I wrote one book and it opened up doors in my life. It opened up so many doors for 3 books. It opened up my clothing line, my magazine, my TV show, this radio show, for shoes. It opened up all types of doors when you're faithful to God. So whatever idea God has given you, whatever dream he has given you, whatever vision he has given you, open up your mouth and tell him and watch him do it for your life. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up the phone lines, and I'm going to open up the chat room. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Caller, NNN 0532, you're live on the air.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I enjoyed everything that I've heard, and I'm just giving God the glory on today, because I tell you, God is a faithful, he's a good God, he is a provider, God is bread of life, and I just give him praise on today. Oh, my God, I woke up this morning, God placed in my spirit before I even got up out the bed, he said that he's turned it around. Hallelujah, Jesus, whatever request that I have made known to him, he has granted it. The four winds has come together. They have gotten together, and I shall see the manifestation, oh, my God, of my finances. I shall be rich, oh, my God, in every area, not some, but every area of my life. I shall walk in richness, in obedience. Oh, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I woke up excited on this morning because God spoke to me. Oh, my God, letting me know that the situation, circumstances, problem has been turned around for my good. All glory to God on this day. And I've just been excited all day, praising him on today because his word is faithful. He is faithful unto us. Oh, my God. And I just give him all the glory on this day because God is opening up doors that I didn't even see them. He opened them up. He's opening up the windows of heaven and pouring me out a blessing that I have no room for. Then that room is to give and to help other people to get up off their self, to get up and be on the business, be in the business of God, building his kingdom on this day. Glory to God. So I'm just fighting, and I just send encouragement out to the people. Be faithful in God. Whatever God shows you, whatever he said, it shall come to pass. Oh, my God. God is good, and I'm just excited, Pastor. I am just excited today because of the things that God has been doing has been made manifest in my life, and I'm just praising him for it. Oh, bless his name, bless his name. Oh, yes, that's why he told Ezra, your request has been granted. Oh, my God, hallelujah, Jesus. No good thing will I withhold from you.
Yes,
no good thing, hallelujah, that God will withhold from us when we walk upright before him. We shall be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. Hallelujah. It is our season right now. It is our season right now. Oh,
yes.
My God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he talked about in Ephesians 3 and 20, now, not later, but now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Stir up the power. Hey, Allah, stir up the power that worketh in us. Oh, my God.
Come on,
hallelujah,
come on, come on.
Jesus, on this day. Oh, my God. Speak it, speak it. Walk
come on,
in it.
Come on.
Live in it. Oh, my God. Speak those things not as though they were. Speak it. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, my God.
Oh, come on, yes. Come on.
God is just good, and I'm experiencing. I've only been saved for 4 years, and I'm experiencing God like never before. Oh, my God,
yes.
My life was changed on December the 31st. Holly, I recognize and I acknowledge all what God said that I am going to be. I acknowledge it. And ever since then, things I have not been the same. Oh, my God, I praise God on today. And I'm like you, Pastor. People may look at me because I'm worshiping God because I know where he brought me from. Oh, my God, I know what he brought me out. He reached down from the pit of hell and reached out and grabbed me, little me. Oh, my God. So when I'm in church and wherever I'm at, I praise God. I give God the glory because if it had not been for him, Psalms 124 and 2, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, oh, my God, oh, my God, I'd be all wrapped up and tangled up in the hands of the enemy. But my God came and made me free, set me free. And I know that I know that I know that I am free. Woo, glory to God. Woo, bless his name on today. Woo, hallelujah, Jesus. Woo, thank you, Lord God. Oh, bless his name. I'm finished. Oh, bless his name.
Woo,
glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Oh, bless his name.
Oh,
yes, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And anybody out there need their taxes done, I'm at 163 Jake Way. God is blessing. He is opening up doors. Hallelujah. If you need your taxes done correctly, oh, hallelujah, accurately, oh, my God, all done professionally, come visit me at 163 Jake Way, Patricia's Unlimited Services, and anything that you need, got a question about, I guarantee you I will find an answer.
Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah. That's why God named it Unlimited, because God is our unlimited God. Oh, my God.
Thank
hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You can reach me at 269-925-0532 or 269-759-3499, and I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed. Oh, bless his name on earth.
Bless his name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am just excited today. Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
by yourself. Did you not know today, Providence? Every day I always do announcements, and every day I announce your tax services. I announce Sister Millie's hair shop. So right before you got on, if you listen to the show later when I put on I'm in Ruby, you'll see that I announced it, your tax services.
Oh, bless
so,
the name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, it is just time to walk in the things of God. And I don't mean to take up much time, but it is just in my spirit. We need to know who we belong to. We need to know the word of God to know what our position is. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Jesus, as you said, we sit in heavenly places. No matter where we go, we sit in heavenly places. The door's got to come open. The window's got to come open. Why? Because that's what he said in his word.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I lay hands on myself because sometimes my body be feeling weak. And the devil, you is a lie. You didn't give this to me, and you can't take it from me. Because in his word, he said that I am healed by his stripes. Oh,
yes.
My God. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
That's
every
right.
Tongue rises up against me, thou shalt condemn. And this is the inheritance of his people, said the Lord of hosts. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Jesus.
And you know what, prophet, you ain't by yourself, because I do that all the time, because in Luke 4, the Bible says, physician, heal thyself. So
oh,
I'm
yes.
Hands on my...
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I said, did you not
oh,
know
yes.
That's how... That was one of the ways I got healed from the cancer, by laying hands on myself and
yes.
Saying, physician, heal thyself, and saying every healing scripture that I can possibly imagine, and every Bible that I know that says that I can live a long life. And
that's
I'm telling
right.
You,
that's
because
it.
The Lord...
That's it.
He lets us know Matthew 10:8 to lay hands on the sick, raise the
yes.
Dead, cast out those sickness and leper disease.
Yes.
So if we heal, that's why Jesus said in Luke 4, physician, heal thyself.
Yes.
You can heal nobody, show can heal yourself. So
yes.
Whenever
glory
you sick, you don't always have to have somebody to lay hands on you. You
oh
can just
God.
Say physician, thyself, and when you heal thyself, you are healed
yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes. In the name of Jesus. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh,
today.
Hallelujah. Hey. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hey, ha. Thank you, Lord God. Jesus. And, you know, there could be somebody out there wondering, pacing the floor, wondering, oh, what am I going to do? God said, if you just give it to me, hallelujah,
yes.
Take your hands off of it. Give it to me, and I shall bring that very thing to pass. Stop pacing the floor. Get some rest at night. Hallelujah, Jesus. God said, I got it in my hands. I got it. Oh, my God, hallelujah.
Mm.
I shall take care of you. I am your provider.
Yes.
I am your shield
thank
and
you,
your
Jesus.
Buckler. Hallelujah,
God,
Jesus.
Yes,
God said, settle down. Hey, oh, my God, my God, my God. God said, I got it in my hands, and I'm the one that is going to bring it to pass. Not man, but I. Oh, hallelujah,
that's
Jesus.
Right. That's right.
Oh, God, oh,
ooh,
God.
My God. Mm.
Master.
We got 45 seconds left. I hate to cut it off because it's so good. But I have to close out on today. I will be back here tomorrow live at 2 p.m. on the Royalty Show. I want to thank God for everybody that's been listening. I know everybody on the phone lines. I'm not able to get you in on today, but calling tomorrow. And tomorrow I'm just going to be, you know, free for all. I'm just going to be answering questions and talking to people on tomorrow. So everybody want to call in, just call in. You can say something to the people out there. Live, but I just want you to know that today, remember, it's called whatever you need, whatever you ask in his
ooh,
name.
That's your name, Jesus.
Mm. I'm your host, associate, Pastor Shana Wiley, and I just want to leave you with a song on today by DJ Hattencar, Help Somebody. And it's what we all need to help somebody and be helping
yes.
One another. Bless everybody, agape, and see you all tomorrow.
There is someone somewhere hurting, and though the sun fills your sky,
one's full of sorrow, with no hope for tomorrow, searching for the answer, 'cause they have no one.